Welcome to the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week, we are reprising episodes first aired last December. New episodes will return after the holidays. Welcome to part 11 of our Christmas special, an original musical entitled Highly Favored. In the previous episode, Mary, carrying the weight of the angel Gabriel's revelation, travels to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who joyfully confirms the miraculous nature of Mary's child. At evening time, on the first day of Mary's visit to the hill country, as they sit around the small hearth, Zechariah remains silent, as he has been since the angel Gabriel struck him mute in the temple. Mary watches him carefully, noting the way his eyes sparkle when Elizabeth speaks of their coming child. Though he cannot speak, his joy is evident, and Mary finds herself wondering about the promise this child will fulfill. Will her son and Elizabeth's grow up together, side by side? What paths will God lay before them? Zechariah gestures for a writing tablet, and with deliberate strokes he writes, "Trust the Lord, for he fulfills all he speaks." He holds the words out to Mary, and she nods, her heart swelling with assurance. Overwhelmed by the moment, Mary stands, her voice lifting in song.
My soul magnifies the Lord. In God, my Savior and my life. He sees me humble as I am. And generations will know his grace. Mighty is his name, mercy flowing like a river. Holy is his promise, lifting up the lowly, breaking chains of darkness, scattering the proud. My soul magnifies the Lord. Cast down rulers from their thrones, lifts those who hunger and who weep. His arm is strong with justice, his love endures beyond all time. Mighty is his name, mercy flowing like a river. Holy is his promise, lifting up the lowly, breaking chains of darkness, scattering the proud. My soul magnifies the Lord.
Mary stays with Elizabeth for 3 months, helping her with daily tasks as her belly grows heavier. When it comes time for Mary to return to Nazareth, her heart feels heavy. She hugs Elizabeth tightly, feeling the life within her cousin stirring against her own growing belly.
Thank you for believing me.
Elizabeth holds her at arm's length, her eyes fierce with conviction.
Mary, the Lord himself has chosen you. Hold fast to his promises, for he will accomplish all he has said.
As Mary leaves, the words of her Magnificat play in her mind, and she walks with renewed strength. Whatever lies ahead, whispers, doubts, even the uncertainty of her family, she will face it with courage, knowing that God's hand is upon her.
Mighty is his name, mercy flowing like a river. Holy is his promise, lifting up the lonely, breaking chains of darkness, scattering the proud. My soul magnifies.
She has seen his faithfulness in Elizabeth's home, and feels his spirit in her heart. And as the path stretches out before her, she places a hand on her womb and whispers,
"You are the promise, and I am your servant."
The house of Zechariah and Elizabeth hums with quiet anticipation. The sun has not yet risen, and the air is cool with the promise of a new day. Elizabeth, her frame heavy with child, sits near the hearth, her hands resting on her swollen belly. She whispers a prayer, her voice soft but resolute.
"Elizabeth, Lord, you have fulfilled your word to me. Your mercy knows no bounds."
Her thoughts turn to Mary, who departed a few weeks earlier. Elizabeth misses her cousin's youthful energy and steady faith. What a comfort her presence provided. That very night, soon after falling asleep, Elizabeth sits up suddenly, awakened by a sharp pain. She clutches her belly and calls out softly,
"Zechariah!"
Her husband, sitting silently at the table with a lamp flickering before him, rushes to her side. Though he cannot speak, his eyes convey his concern and determination. He helps Elizabeth to her feet and gestures urgently toward the door. Neighbors have promised to send midwives when the time comes, and Zechariah hurries to signal them. Soon, two women enter the home, their movements quick and assured.
"Come, Elizabeth. The Lord has been with you. Let us bring this child into the world."
"Your son will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah."
Elizabeth nods, her face pale but calm. The pain intensifies, each contraction bringing her closer to the fulfillment of God's promise. She clings to the words of the angel Gabriel, which Zechariah wrote for her months earlier. Hours pass, and the first light of dawn spills into the room. Elizabeth cries out, her strength nearly spent. One of the midwives places a steadying hand on her shoulder.
"Breathe, Elizabeth. He is almost here."
With one final push, the child enters the world, his cry piercing and strong. Elizabeth falls back against the cushions, tears streaming down her face as the midwives place the baby in her arms.
"A boy. The Lord has indeed shown favor to you."
Elizabeth gazes at her son, her heart swelling with joy and awe. His tiny face, red and scrunched, seems to hold the weight of destiny.
"His name, what shall we call him?"
"His name is John."
"John, but none of your relatives bear that name."
Zechariah, who has been watching from the corner, steps forward. He motions for a tablet and writes, "His name is John." As soon as he finishes, a gasp escapes his lips, his first sound in months. The midwives freeze, their eyes wide with astonishment.
"Praise be to the Lord, for he has visited his people and fulfilled his promise."
Elizabeth watches, tears streaming down her face, as her husband's voice fills their home with praise. The silence that had marked their lives for so long is broken, replaced by the sound of worship and joy.
"Hallelujah, let the skies reply. Hope is born and sorrows dry. From my lips to the heavens high, praises will echo beyond the sky."
Word of the miraculous birth and Zechariah's restored voice spreads quickly through the hill country of Judea. Neighbors gather outside the house, whispering and marveling at what they have heard.
"Surely this child is destined for something great.
What kind of man will he become?"
Inside, Zechariah holds his son, his voice steady as he speaks.
"And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins."
Elizabeth closes her eyes, her heart full as she listens. She knows their son's life will not be ordinary. He will live in the wilderness, wear camel's hair, and preach repentance. But she also knows his life will point to the one who is coming, the Messiah.
"Well, Gadiel, any news? Any more rumors that deserve my attention?"
"Your Majesty, there was a story about a child born to an older couple in the Judean hills."
"And?"
"My contacts tell me that this child is believed to have a bright future, but no one thinks he will be the Messiah."
"Still, keep an eye on him. Anything else?"
"I heard of a virgin in Galilee who is said to be with child."
"A virgin?"
"It's probably a claim made to avoid the penalty of the law."
"Still, go to Galilee and check out this claim."
"At once."
"And take enough soldiers with you to get the people's attention."
What will Herod's spies find in Galilee? And what's next for Mary? To be continued.